Our special guests for this segment are from Wellsville. We welcome Dr. Tony Snow and Kathy Iorio. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you,
Brenda. Thank you for having us.
While we are still in January, many people are still looking at what they have as their New Year's resolutions. A simple, wonderful New Year's resolution has to do with the family and focusing a bit more on the youngest ones of our family.
Our kids.
Yes.
And, you know, some things that we can really help our kids with are great ways that can help the entire family, including ourselves.
Who does the laundry at your house?
Who takes out the garbage?
Feeds the pet.
If the answer is you most of the time, maybe think about making a resolution to teach your children it's everyone's responsibility to pitch in. Help kids learn to take care of and pride in their things like toys, clothes, personal items, and picking up after themselves. You know, keeping ourselves more organized, structured, creating boundaries, and helping kids feel more secure by creating boundaries and trying to help our children help themselves, if you will, is really helping you help them help you. Everybody, you know, achieves great success in the new year by everyone coming in and pitching in together. Who's making the dinners and who's actually doing the laundry? Teach them the whole process of, you know, living together and working together as a unit, as a family, because we all care for one another. So let's take care of one another.
And Brenda, we know that when people want to do something, you are much more likely to continue to do it consistently if it's something you enjoy. Well, we love our family. We love our children.
Yes, we do.
And if we can do things together, we are automatically tipping a spirit of something that's very enjoyable into that activity, and we're more likely to do it as a family. And we also have the added benefit of children see the parents as role models. Have your kids help prepare meals and snacks. Allow them to make simple recipes, set the table, empty the dishwasher, etc.
Help kids understand that clean laundry doesn't magically appear. Take them through the whole process, tailored to their age, of course.
And when the parents are there working with them, the children are much more likely to adapt that lifestyle themselves.
And that's a great point, Dr. Snow, because thinking of role models, that's the buddy system.
Right.
And no matter what anybody wants to do as a New Year's resolution, most oftentimes it involves a support system. What better support system than the people you live with are with most of the time?
And then nobody feels as though they're the ones that are carrying all of the burden, whether it be the parents.
Yes.
And
yes.
Sometimes the parents think, well, I do have my kids do things, but then the kids feel like, well, you're not doing it. Why should I?
Right,
so what, to your point, Dr. Snow, being a good example and showing that we all are going to do this, maybe making even a game of it. I mean, you know, it's got to be done. You might as well find a way to not make such a chore of it. We were just talking about you coming from a large family. Some of the people who are from large families, we have been singing this song.
Family.
Yeah, we've sung this song all our lives.
You
get away from it. Sometimes you want it to be easier on your kids. And many times you're doing them a disservice. We hear all the time about kids in the last couple of generations feeling more entitled.
Yes.
Entitled.
Yes.
Yes. And that you're supposed to do this for me.
Right.
Or I'm supposed to go where I want to go and I want to do what I want to do because that's just how it is. But, you know, let's get really back to basics and let's get real. It's not a date that's going to change you. It's you that's going to change you. It's not a date. You know, a lot of people think to either lose weight, quit smoking, or volunteering, or just doing different things or not doing different things.
Which is still good.
Which is good.
Yes.
But guess what? That's good any time of year because what time is it? It's now. So it's any time of year, but most people just kind of put January 1st.
Unfortunately, too often, it's like a firecracker. Heart's in the right place,
yes,
there,
good
mind's
intentions.
In the right place, but it's a big sparkle, but it doesn't stand up to the test of time.
Every day starts a new year.
Right.
So when you really look at it, baby step your way to a healthier you and a healthier family. And it really takes just a little bit of effort, which will create those little baby steps. And the next thing you know, you're like, wow, this is really great. You might want to even start a little list, have a family get together and start a list of all the different chores and let them check off and get them empowered and let them right away start feeling that they're making choices too.
Right.
Because they're involved.
Right.
It's not like, okay, George, you're doing this. And, you know, Jamaica, you're going to be doing this,
right.
You know, because we're going to start this. I'm not going to be doing everything all the
right.
time. No, I would suggest to take it from a family approach and let them get involved in the process, the new process.
Right.
And it is a process, trial and error, trial and error, trial and success, because it is a process. And then it becomes a lifestyle and it's not a firecracker anymore.
Right.
You know what I
yes.
mean? It's not a firecracker.
Right.
It becomes a way of life. And then it's second nature when your child gets up and they're making their bed or they're putting their clothes away or they're helping with the laundry or setting the table or picking up their things. How many times have you heard, where are my socks? Where are my books? I can't find my shoes. And so when they become empowered, you're really helping your children become confident and independent mm-hmm. as they grow older. Then they know where their socks are now. Now right. they know where their shoes
sure.
are, which
right.
is great.
And actually, you know, studies have shown too, if, for instance, they forget something that mm-hmm. they were supposed to have for school, well, next
guess
time
what?
You have to remember. You know,
there
it's hard not to say, I'll run back home and I'll be late for work to get it for them.
Right.
But
that's,
the studies are showing that the next time the memory will happen if this time you have to face the consequences
there's
for
a consequence.
Not paying.
The operative word is consequence.
Right.
And so when you do certain things will follow. And thought follows action. So it starts with the thought first. Just think about it. Just think about it. And is it a date that you're thinking we need to start something? Or are you really willing and ready and have a strong desire to make some changes in your lifestyle and in your family's lifestyle?
And actually, while we're on the note of changing lifestyle, something that's taken over a big lifestyle that I know the two of you are very passionate about making sure we limit, screen time, including on your phone.
Oh, yeah. No more than 2 hours a day as far as screen time.
Combined.
Yes, 2 hours a day combined.
Yeah. As with all things, children need boundaries, expectations, and structure to help them feel secure.
About 2 hours a day.
And that's so hard these days for kids.
Yeah, it really, really is. But let's teach our kids that social media is not a substitute for face-to-face interactions and meaningful relationships. If that's part of your family gathering, and let's say you have quality 2 hours of time of screen time a day, then they look forward to it. If you're doing it just whenever and there aren't any boundaries, no structures, you don't have any way of knowing when they're on, when they're not.
Right. It's more important than you can imagine. And of course, there are other tips to try to make sure your kids stay safe when they are online.
Teach your child not to overshare by posting personal information. Not to post hurtful, embarrassing messages, never to friend strangers, and always to tell you if someone is posting negative comments or pictures about them.
Which is huge because, sadly, there can be stalkers online. And with regards to someone saying something nasty about you online, that is, of course, another form of bullying. And we've talked with experts on this. The kids can't get away from that when they're on their phone, on social media all the time. And this is something that chases after them. Never mind what you choose to post on your own.
That's right. Remind your kids to think twice, because once sent, it can never really be erased. So I think that, you know, parents have great intentions and they want the best for their
right.
children. And that's what North Coast Views is all about, is providing, you know, information to help everyone live their best lives.
Right.
Whether it's New Year's or any time of day, it's all about is encouraging one another to be and to live our best lives. That's what it's about.
And that is actually also what Wellsville is all about. And you have great website mm-hmm. with a lot of information for helping the family get together
yes.
between, we said, eating healthy with recipes,
mm-hmm.
working out
mind,
more.
Mind, body, and spirit.
Safety.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Tips
There's
for social media.
Teaching. And that is www.wellsville.tv.
And they can also go to facebook.com/WellsvilleUSA. That's facebook.com/WellsvilleUSA. And we're on every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Fox 66. And we have lots of tips and real life solutions and strategies to real life challenges that we all have every
right.
single day. So it's about all of us trying to really help one another live our best lives.
But that is so true, because you know what happens is if you think the best intentions, but you don't know where to start, someone else is doing the work for you. You two have it all set up for them. All you have to do is go for the ideas and, you know,
and choose what will work for you.
Right, implementing them can be a little tricky, but like you said, trial and error.
Trial and success. You know, try, little oomph, and the next thing you know, you will triumph. I promise.
Thank you both for coming in. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Happy, healthy New Year to you, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Kathy Iorio and Dr. Tony Snow, co-creators of Wellsville on North Coast Views.